Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
We continue our coronavirus coverage today, including taking your calls with experts later in the hour. Governor Charlie Baker reiterated today that he is not planning to order residents to shelter in place, but that the state is taking the virus very seriously.
The reason we're taking this so seriously is because of it is incredibly contagious. There will certainly be more cases of COVID-19 here in Massachusetts, but we also know that if we take decisive steps now and everyone plays their part by following the best medical guidance, we can slow down the spread.
In Washington, the Trump administration is working with Senate Republicans on an $850 billion economic stimulus package, including a payroll tax cut and some $50 billion for the country's airlines. Joining us now on the line from Washington is Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey. Senator, welcome back. It's good to have you.
No, thank you.
So let us start with this proposal out of the Trump administration. It includes sending checks directly to almost every American, deferring $300 billion in tax payments on April 15th. These ideas, the others, the airline support, et cetera, do you think they'll help keep the American economy afloat in the midst of this pandemic?
Well, again, we haven't seen the package yet. And so, we'll be examining it in the course of today and for however long it takes in order to determine whether or not they're covering all of the people in our society that they should be covering as part of this emergency. We know that they will want to obviously take care of the airlines, but one of the questions we're going to have is what are they going to be doing for sick leave for everyone, not just the small number that have been covered so far? What are they going to do for tipped workers? What are they going to do for home care workers? What are they going to do for contractors? What are we going to do to prevent people from being evicted? What are they going to do to make sure people's utility bills that may go unpaid don't lead to their electricity or natural gas being shut off?
So let's pick up on that for a second, Senator, because one of the things we heard from the administration today is that they are now talking about sending money directly to almost every American. Your challenger, Representative Joe Kennedy, had put forward a proposal of payments to Americans. How do you feel about this idea of some sort of cash payment versus a payroll deduction to individuals in the United States?
Well, a cash payment is something that people can spend right now, and that's what I've been calling for, so that we can make sure that we get money into the hands of people immediately, so that they survive, pay the bills that they have now, buy the groceries they have to buy right now. So that's what we've been calling for, and we keep telling the president that he should take an approach which puts cash in the hands of Americans, and maybe today he's changed his mind and he's going to do that. That's why looking at this proposal is going to be so important.
You know, in the last several days, you've called for a wartime ramp up on the response to the coronavirus pandemic, or a moonshot. What does that mean specifically? What would that look like?
Well, what it means is that, for example, we know from the president's own Department of Health and Human Services that we need 3.5 billion pieces of protective equipment, masks, gowns, ventilators, gloves. And according to the White House, they only have 12 million pieces in our strategic stockpile. So there's a big gap between 12 million and 3.5 billion pieces of protective equipment, which we're going to need.
So, how will we get from A to B there?
So the Defense Production Act allows the president to say to the private sector that we want their full involvement in the manufacture of all of this equipment, which we are going to need, and that it is something that will require companies to prioritize and accept government contracts for materials. For instance, we could contract with companies to produce medical supplies and ensure they immediately address our requests for production. We can provide them with loans or ensure that they know that there are going to be direct purchases by the government.
So to be clear, Senator, just as in wartime we might motivate companies to change their focus to, say, munitions or heavy equipment, you're saying that the president could use the Defense Production Act to stimulate businesses in the United States to turn their focus to manufacturing supplies, testing kits, et cetera, to ramp up the nation's response?
That's right. Yeah, under the Defense Production Act, we could use the federal government to create incentives to expand domestic capacity. We can provide economic incentives like loans, direct purchases, purchase commitments for respirator masks or other personal protective equipment. We can give cash now to companies to ramp up production, and companies don't have to worry if anyone will buy their equipment later if it goes unused. And again, right now we only have 12 million respirator masks in the strategic national stockpile. We have doctors and nurses who are continually right now reusing their masks, reusing their equipment. And that's just something that is not ultimately healthy in terms of our ability to respond. So when you need 3.5 billion items, then I think it's absolutely critical that we invoke the Defense Production Act so that we can achieve that goal.
Let's shift gears to another critical question. You heard us say that at the top, that Governor Charlie Baker reiterated today that he's not planning to order residents to shelter in place. We've just heard that Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York City is absolutely considering a shelter in place. Do you want to see a shelter in place, and would that be regional, statewide, national? What's your thought on that?
Well, to be honest with you, my feeling is that the president should issue a set of guidance for the entire country using the experts from CDC and National Institutes of Health and our commissioned corps of professional nurses and doctors down in Washington. But you know, he's obviously not doing that, so it just leaves it up to each individual state to make a decision based upon the guidance they're getting from the public health officials in our own state.
So, do you believe Governor Baker is making the right decision now by reiterating that there will not be a shelter in place here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts?
Well, I'm assuming that he's basing it upon the recommendation of our state public health officials.
So let's talk about Congress for a minute. We are not only in a health crisis, we are very clearly, especially based on what the markets have done in the last several days, plus closings of restaurants, lots of layoffs of hourly workers, et cetera. We're in an economic crisis. What should Congress be doing right now, and what's the balance of attention towards the public health issues and the economic issues that's right for Congress?
Well, again, Congress is the we're the legislative emergency response team. If we're going to get the help to every single family, if we're going to get the help to every single business, to every single medical institution, every single first responder, we have to do our job. We should not leave here until we have a plan that we are funding and sending out to every state, every medical institution in our country. So that has to be the highest priority for our country, and we have to come together as a country. We have to put aside partisan differences, and we have to make sure that it's not ideology, but rather practicality that guides all of our decisions.
And Senator Markey, is this a moment that can do that? Are you seeing signs that in this shared crisis, there's possibility to bridge the divides in Congress, in the Senate, in the House, across party lines?
Well, we did so on the $8.2 billion piece of legislation that sent $12 million to the state of Massachusetts in the last couple of weeks.
To support medical response?
Yes, for coronavirus. And on this second bill that has been held up for the last 4 or 5 days, I think that it might have got caught up a little bit in politics, but Mitch McConnell is saying that we will have a vote on that, and and that will be a good sign. But this larger package, however, that we're now talking about, we have to ensure that as we take care of the big guys in our economy, that we take care of all the little guys, too. We take care of small businesses, that we take care of individuals who are going to be just pummeled by this recession, which the president has already predicted will unfold. It's always ordinary families, poorer families that get impacted, and we have to make sure they're fully protected in this legislation, and we lay out a plan to make sure they get the revenue, they get the health care coverage, which they're going to need in order for their families to stay afloat.
And to that end, and finally, what is your message to our listeners, the people of Massachusetts? They're at home, self-isolating, maybe scared and stressed. What's your message?
My message is just to follow all the public health guidance, wash your hands, social distance, make sure you're sanitizing as much as you can, but continue to, you know, press for our government to act and act boldly, act big, to respond to something which is unprecedented. And so they can still remain politically active, you know, because of social media demanding that the government respond to deal with all of the problems that are going to be created. Trump waited a couple of months too long in order to begin to deal with this, so we're late. We just have to make sure that that we pass something and that they know that the checks will be delivered to families across our country and soon, very soon.
I'm sorry, I'm
going
to have to interrupt you there, Senator Markey. Thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Oh, glad. Thank you for having me on. Appreciate it.